I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience, a podcast where dads can connect and openly share stories.
Welcome to another exciting episode of The Dad Experience, another mini episode, second mini episode of our newly weekly released podcast. Now we're going to do a mini episode every other week. So this is mini episode number two. This one you're just going to get Mike and I, though. Mike, how's it going?
Not too bad, dude. How are you doing?
Not bad, not bad. Should we jump right into what we want to talk about today?
What the hell? Why not? I mean, is everything going? How's everything going? What's new with you?
Well, other than not getting a whole lot of sleep, which, you know, there's I'm sure if there's other new dads out there, they can relate. You know, we got two little ones here, so just no sleep and back to work. So, it's different. It's a little bit different for my wife, and it's a little bit different for me. So it's just been. It's been tough, but it was nice while it lasted to be home with the family, and now back to work. And, good thing is we're teachers. So in a few weeks, I'll be back with the family. So that'll be nice too.
Yeah, that'll be sweet.
Yeah, it'll be good. How about you guys? How's the family?
Today is Eli's last chemo dose. He still has to take some other meds for the rest of his, a freaking long time, but yeah, last chemo dose.
Nice. Well, this, by the time this airs then on Thursday. So you said tomorrow or did you say today?
No, today.
Today was it. So by the time it airs, it'll be done. Well, it is already done. So if you hear this on Thursday, it's already done. And we've been recording this. This is coming out in 2 days. So, nice. So it's right around what we're talking about.
After all this time, he doesn't care about the end of chemotherapy or getting his port out or anything. He's super pumped to be able to eat after 7 o'clock.
So, oh yeah, I bet.
So freaking stoked. He's just pumped, super pumped.
Now, how many years have you been?
Three.
3 years. And if you go back to one of our episodes, and I'll link it in the show notes, Mike, you actually did an episode about this with us before you joined as a co-host.
I did. You made me cry. Thanks.
Sure.
Yeah, I've cried too.
Okay. We're all good to have feelings. I'm not a robot.
It is. I mean, that's a part of what this is, man. You know, it's all about being a dad and being able to be who we are, right?
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to be a crybaby or anything, but
You know what though?
It's okay to have feelings, man.
We're gonna take a quick break, but don't forget that the Dad Experience is a proud member of the Parents on Demand Network. You can find us on the Parents on Demand Network app, along with many other parenting podcasts. Stick around after the show to hear more about another parenting podcast from Parents on Demand that I think you will like.
So we should jump right into this article, though. I found an article. Found an article, and we are going to, Mike and I are going to investigate here. Found something from Romper. I'm not sure much about Romper, but I found the article, thought it was very interesting. And the article is entitled 8 Stereotypes About New Dads That Are Totally True. And I think this is a follow-up, actually, to stereotypes that we should stop giving to dads, or stereotypes that are enabling dads. I think off the top of my head, one is like, you see a dad with a two daughters there, or a daughter and a son, or his kids at the zoo by himself. And it's like, wow, that dad is cool. But, a mom goes to the zoo with their kids and it's like, oh, mom's at the zoo with the kids. So I think it's a follow-up to something like that, where there are stereotypes that are totally true about dads. Well, Mike and I are going to go through these and see which ones we agree with or disagree. We haven't talked about these before, so it'll be interesting to hear what it's all about. So Mike, I know you're not technically a new dad, but it hasn't been too long ago, so hopefully you can remember this, or maybe even some of these are still holding true and you can let us know. But let's jump right in with this first one. They fall asleep mid-sentence. What do you think about that, Mike?
They fall asleep mid-sentence. I mean, anybody that's exhausted is going to fall asleep mid-sentence sometimes. It depends on how freaking tired you are.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what it is. It's like just the overexhaustion, and I think it's that dads will just. I mean, did your wife ever catch you, like, if you were doing something with her when the boys were little and they were babies, and you were just kind of like nodding off, but you were supposed to be awake?
No, I don't think so.
I did that this time. I kind of fell asleep, which was, which was rough. I'm sure my wife wasn't too happy with me, but she let it go. But it has happened to me. It wasn't mid-sentence, but it was like mid-task, where I was just kind of doing something.
You just zonked out. You're just like, let me get this piece of broccoli underneath the seat here, and then...
That was it. That was it. It was all done. So I guess that's a yes for me. Maybe not a conversation, but, you know, definitely in mid-task or something that was like, you know, like muscle memory that I just kind of was like, oh, I'll just, I can fall asleep. But so I guess it's a yes for me and a no for you, yeah, unless you were extremely exhausted, but it has to be over the edge exhausted, it sounds like, for you.
Yeah, I'm still not sold if this is like a serious article or just like being sarcastic. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah, well, keep going.
I
don't know. Keep going.
You know, I think it's a little bit of a satire because I think they did that first article about things we got to start giving credit to dads for, which I can totally understand, you know, that I talked about at the beginning here before we started talking about the article.
I mean, yeah, I think dad should get credit for, you know, being dads and stuff. But I mean, if people are looking to give credit to people,
I think it's just the standard.
Moms need credit too. What the hell? I mean, everybody should be patting each other on the back.
But I think it's a standard. I think you see a dad doing something with his kids, it's put up on a pedestal before it is put up on a pedestal for a mom. And I agree. It shouldn't always be that. It should be, wow, the parents are taking their kids.
Yeah,
because
I get that a lot too. You know, when I'm taking the boys around and they're like, oh wow, you actually do that? I'm like, yeah. Why wouldn't I change the kid?
Right, but if your wife were to do it, it would just be like, well, that's what's her.
Whatever.
Right, and I think that's what they're doing. I think they're playing with this a little bit, but there are some truth to these things too, I believe. So, you know, here's another little bit of a one that maybe they're zinging dads or not, but they'll forget everything. But isn't that kind of just?
I already do that, dude.
So they're saying it's the equivalent to mommy brain. Early on, I can say there are things that I usually can like remember, like a whip or like a calendar, like dates. I keep a calendar, but I've never always written every single thing down, and it has gotten me into trouble before. But I'm usually pretty good about remembering things and where to be. But I'll tell you, and this is happening again this time. Having a second child is. I have forgotten some things that I normally don't forget or forget to do on a regular basis. So I agree with that. What about you?
I don't know. I mean, I'm already forgetful as hell. So that doesn't really.
Apply to you?
It doesn't really. It's already. I already have a crappy
memory. Mike is no for no on two. And I guess I'm yes for yes. And we're going to go to our next one here, which is they will grow a daddy beard. Well, we already kind of know if they've seen pictures of me or seen pictures of. Who I am on any of our social media, I think I qualify for this. I think that's all I got to say. Maybe I just need to post a picture or something with it. But I have done that. I have had a beard before. I do think it's the longest length I've ever had with a beard. I do think it's going to be gone soon. But, you know, I guess I qualify under that one, too. So I'm hitting every stereotype here. What about you, dude?
You're whoever wrote this article's material here. No, I didn't grow a beard. I mean, I was... have like a little bit of scruff, but I don't think that's true. I've seen multiple new dads that are carrying I guess toddlers into daycare, and they don't have beards, and they got, you know, babies. So I don't think that's true. I disagree.
All right. Well, again, I'm what, 3 for 3 now, and you're 0 for 3. So I guess I'm losing this battle. I'm losing the battle, or I'm winning the battle. I don't know which one.
It's just a cooperative. It's a cooperative score. We're on the same team. Same team, buddy.
I know, and it's actually a good, like, both sides of the coin, right? I guess it's proven a point here. But mystery stains on clothing or shirts. They say shirts here, but I'm assuming it's clothing or shirts. What do you think?
Mystery stains. Yeah, I mean, cause you're friggin' kid. I can't agree with mystery though. You know what it is. It's from your friggin' kid. It's, you know, it's either barf or change your shirt if it's coming out the other end though.
Right. You know what? I'm going to go with disagree with this because I'll tell you what. One, it's not a mystery. And two, I'm a mess all the time anyways when it comes to eating or whatever. So
yeah, you are a sloppy bee.
I'm going to say no to this one. And I'm going to say, you know what? I'm just a messy person as it is with clothing sometimes, or I just, you know, have accidents when I'm eating. So I've just got mystery stains sometimes from that, from food and whatnot. So yeah, maybe it's increased more since the kids are on, but you know what? There might be, you know, that ketchup stain on there or something from when I was out eating that 3 a.m. McDonald's from in between feeds or something. No, I don't go out and eat 3 a.m. McDonald's, but you know what it is. So yeah, I guess I'm a no there on that one. I guess it was before. They don't brush their hair, Mike. Well, this one, I don't know if it only applies to you. So I guess that's a no for you. But if you had more hair, would you brush it, Mike?
I mean, I would. I like my hair short, though. So it doesn't, even if I had hair, it wouldn't need brushing. But I mean, isn't the style now for like younger people to not comb their hair to make it look like crap all the time? Like you just rolled out of bed?
I don't know.
Or they swoosh it over to the side.
I think it's been like that for years.
Freaking flock of seagulls.
I don't know. I don't think so. I usually like to keep my hair all right and tidied up. So I think that I'm a no on that one too. So I don't know if I agree with that. Due to lack of time, if I'm laying around the house, I don't necessarily brush my hair. If I'm just not leaving for the day and helping out around the house, or Lauren and I are just home together with the kids. But if I'm, if I'm leaving, I don't not brush my hair. So I don't agree with that one either. So, all right, here's another one, Mike. They smell. What do you think? I guess some of these we might actually have to ask our wives. They might disagree with us, but they smell. What do you think?
Smell? No, man, who the hell smells? I mean, you might. No, I don't agree with this.
I don't know.
No. What'd you say? A satire.
I'm thinking that our wives would probably put us out.
No, dude, you gotta smell good.
So I'm gonna disagree with that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna put a no to that one too. So, they rock what is known as the dad bod. What do you think? Rocking the dad bod. Mike, are you rocking the dad bod?
You know,
bod?
I'm pretty... No. I mean, I've lost like 25 pounds recently. So yeah, like I'm down to 180.
Nice.
So yeah, no, I'm not rocking the dad bod. Dude.
That's good.
I'm kicking ass and taking names, man.
I have to say that I have gained weight. I don't rock the dad bod because I do like to stay fit, but my life has gotten hectic since the first one's been born, and I don't love it, but I have not been to the gym or been working out, but I don't want to say that I rock the dad bod because I don't know if I necessarily agree with the dad bod. You know, I think staying fit and being healthy and being active is good. So I don't rock it, but I definitely haven't been on the health train like I should be.
Well, yeah, but I mean, whatever. I mean, if you're not working out, that kind of crap happens. Yeah. It's all right.
We'll get there. Let's get there. And you know what? So I think we both disagree with that one. I think the final one here is we fall madly in love with our children. And you know what?
Hello, that's true.
I can tell you today was just amazing. Being back at work and having that time to just sit on the floor and play with Eleanor or just hang out with our new daughter, Lucy, is awesome. And it's something exciting to come home to. So I will take that one. And I think that is a golden one. I think that's the best one.
Yeah, that was true. I think that was the only one that really mattered for the whole thing. Yeah, I mean, they could have just titled it New Fathers Fall Madly in Love with Their Babies, and we're in like, God damn it, you're right. They do.
So yeah, I think there's a little bit of a satire, like you said, but there are some truths to some of these, and
I think it was just trying to be funny.
Yeah, and like I said, I do think it's a follow-up. And, I do have to say my wife, who's joined me on the podcast before on an episode back, and she also helped me co-host one time when Mike wasn't available, is going to join me. And there are some articles out there about what we were talking about earlier with holding dads to different standards and kind of talking about that and why we shouldn't be doing that necessarily and why, we should all be held to the same standard. So I'm excited to hear that one. And Mike, hopefully you'll be joining us on that one, but it should be a good one. Yeah, maybe we'll revisit some of these and ask Lauren what she thinks of some of them when she's on, or you know, maybe you can talk to Jamie and see what she thinks of them, and we'll report back on that episode.
Cool.
All right. Well, you know, you can always find us at on Instagram, The Dad Experience. You can find us on Twitter. Just search for The Dad Experience Podcast or Dad EXP Podcast. You can email us experienceanddad@gmail.com. And you can just send us any email questions. If you want to be on the show, have a show idea, we'd love to hear from you. We're going to continue sending these mini episodes out every couple weeks, so stay tuned to those. And Mike, thanks so much for joining us today.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening to The Dad Experience.
The Dad Experience.